Hi, this is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education. On this podcast program, I interview a variety of leaders, administrators, and educators on topics relating to classical Christian education and its ongoing recovery and renewal in the 21st century. Archives of previous interviews can be found at our blog and podcast site at www.insideclassicaled.com. This is Christopher Perrin. I had the opportunity to speak to Ken Myers of Mars Hill Audio about the alleged uselessness of the liberal arts. Here's that conversation. How do you respond, Ken, to the suggestion that the liberal arts had no other purpose other than themselves? In other words, that they were their own ends.
They were, I mean, that language is sometimes used, but they're still behind that was, there still was a kind of assumption about the ends of a human life. So they weren't instrumental in the sense that they didn't help you make money, or they didn't help you be a better soldier or something like that. But I think behind that there was an assumption that there were ends tied to human being, mm-hmm. and they were so thoroughly assumed that nobody even thought to mention them. So there was a givenness to human nature that was still present there. And I think that was present in the liberal arts. So there are certain things that are human goods that are affected by people whose lives have been shaped by the liberal arts. Mm-hmm. Not that you can tie a kind of causal string easily, mm-hmm. between learning this in literature, or learning this in learning this much Latin or whatever. Therefore, they're not instrumental in that way. But
every now and then you'll hear someone say, speak to the uselessness of the liberal arts.
Yeah.
As to a modern parent,
this
is not good news to hear.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Useless toward ends that we, toward a certain set of ends. But it's like saying prayer is useless, or
honesty in business.
Yeah. The virtue is useless, mm-hmm. in some way. So yeah, it is in a sense. Love is useless in the same way. But a lot of things that orient us toward the good are not. Obviously practical, but they obviously do affect practice. And we would all rather have plumbers and politicians who are ordered toward the good. It's better than the alternative. Although I guess I'm knowing something about pipes would be helpful too for plumbers.
Ken Myers, on the way the liberal arts are ends in themselves, and yet nonetheless practical. This is Christopher Perrin with Inside Classical Education, found on the web at insideclassicaled.com.